If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and mindful coaching. So this morning I've been packing to go on our annual summer vacation, and this is going to be our 12th year. We are going to a little island in Maine, and I can't tell you the name of it because it's my big secret and I don't want anybody to know. There's so many little islands in Maine, so you too can have this kind of holiday if you like, but it's quite the trip. It takes about a day and a half to get there by planes and taxis and ferries, and you have to bring all your food in, and there are no stores and no cars and no bikes, and very, very different than the life that I live the other 11 and a half months out of the year, which, you know, I live in a beautiful place in Laguna Beach, but it's definitely, we're in our cars a lot, and it's very busy, and in the summertime, all of these people come here for a vacation, and I like to try to run away to Maine and go on vacation there. And it's such an amazing little place, because when I get there, I actually feel like I'm meditating, and my whole vacation starts to feel like a vacation for my mind. And I think everybody goes on vacation with that intention to rest, relax, restore, and really let go of all of the stuff of life that creates so much stress and tension and pressure on our lives, whether it's our job or parenting or school, the things that are more in place as a routine. So we do give ourselves permission when we go on vacation to relax. For me, as soon as I start packing, I feel like I'm going into that place preparing for my meditation. And in the back of my mind, like a mantra, become all of the sweet memories of this place, and immediately, just thinking about it, I feel at peace. It's such a special place. There's no cars, no stores, as I said before, no schedule, most importantly, and pure tranquility. People aren't allowed to use their cell phones outside of their house or their cottage where they're staying, so it really is a different world. And when I'm there, what I notice is because I walk everywhere, that I breathe more deeply. There are crooked old footpaths and dirt trails and trails through the woods, and the sidewalks are bordered by this sweet smell of rose hips, and all you can hear in the distance might be the sound of a foghorn or this distant peal of laughter coming from across a field somewhere. And while I'm there, my senses are so alive and alert. It really strikes me that when I'm there, I'm in this almost constant state of meditation. I walk everywhere, whether it's to meet friends or go to the beach or go to the library or really just to walk and do nothing, which I do a lot of there. And sometimes I'll take a camera. But I notice that I breathe deeply, and I observe things around me with this keen sense of smell and sight. On the rose hips, there's these little iridescent beetles that are all stacked up on each other's backs. And if I hadn't stopped to literally smell the roses, I never would have noticed the beetles. And sometimes I think, I wonder how many things like that I miss in my own environment all the time, just walking from my front door to my car, or from my car to the door at my studio, or to go to the grocery store, that I'm missing the spaces in between in life. And this is really what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a meditation vacation, is to use your vacation. Perhaps you're here visiting in Laguna and listening to this show, or you're going somewhere else, to really use the time to become present to the sights and smells and tastes and all the activities of what you're doing. Even cooking when I'm on holiday becomes a form of Zen meditation for me. I can put on music and take my time, and I have no attachment to when it gets finished or how we're going to sit down and manage our meals. Even the taste of the food is amplified by the experience of being present. And I think about why I give myself permission to live like this when I'm there. And it's just because I'm on vacation, I'm utterly allowing myself to be present and enjoy the moments as they pass one to the next, really savoring this break from life. And it becomes the ultimate vacation, and where the rules of thumb are fairly simple. And it inspires me to remember to bring some of this concept back home every time I do, to enjoy the life that I live even more for the rest of the year. So what we're going to do for our meditation today is we're really going to use labeling to savor our environment, to stop, to breathe, to label everything that we become aware of. And while we're doing this in our sitting meditation, I want you to think about whether you're having a staycation and you're at home doing your thing, maybe going to the beach more often, but perhaps you're having to go to work every day, like so many of us, and or you're taking care of the kids while they're out of school, and so you still kind of feel like you're on the go and in the grind, that you can use these techniques to allow yourself to become more present and to enjoy the moments of what you're doing and make it feel more like a little bit of a vacation when you're staying at home. And for those of you who are traveling, you have the opportunity to really begin to connect with your environment. So even if you're in a busy airport and you're walking, that you connect each breath and notice how many footsteps it takes to get through one inhale and one exhale. For example, you would inhale and notice that your feet go about three steps, and then you'd exhale and notice that your feet go another three steps, and you could literally walk from one gate to the next, meditating while you walk and being present to what is and noticing how you feel and bringing yourself and your meditation to your vacation and your meditation home from vacation as well. So for now, we're going to practice our labeling and our awareness and concentration practice. So find yourself a comfortable position to sit in. And try to have your back supported if you can. Feels better to have your back supported. So if you're sitting on a chair or a couch, maybe you need to put some cushions behind your back. And I don't recommend laying down necessarily when you meditate, because it's very relaxing, and very often, because we're exhausted by life all the time, you'll probably fall asleep about halfway through your meditation, if not earlier, and you start to train the brain literally to fall asleep when you meditate, and then it'll become difficult to meditate in the morning or some other time where you want to be awake and alert, because we're really training the brain. We're developing neuroplasticity in the brain when we meditate, stretching the brain out and teaching it all kinds of new tricks. But being creatures of habit, which we are, and the brain is developed in such a way that all of our habits fall into place very easily and are recognized by the brain and the nervous system. So anything you repeat today and tomorrow and the next day with your meditation will become second nature, will become like habit to you. So if you do it to fall asleep, then that will become your habit, is to fall asleep. So starting out with a nice deep breath in, and then blow out through your mouth. And again, inhaling deeply. Blow out nice and slow. One more time. Inhale through the nostrils. And exhale through the mouth, blowing and controlling how slow it goes. And you should feel yourself start to relax, start to settle in. And notice what's supporting your back. And see if you can give your back to the chair or the cushion. Really just surrender. And feel the pressure, sensation, temperature, texture of whatever's behind your back. Really concentrating on what that feels like. Becoming present right there in your back. Good. And then just continue to breathe through your nose without any effort. You don't have to try at all. Your breath is going to happen whether you like it or not. So inhaling and exhaling through the nose. Notice your jaw. See if you can drop the jaw enough that the teeth are parted. And you feel the difference in your face. Go ahead and let your teeth clench together for a minute. And then drop your jaw again. Let your teeth be parted. This is a good exercise when you're just walking around in life, doing your thing, is to keep your jaw soft and your teeth parted. And immediately you'll go into a relaxation response. Let your eyes roll down and forward, and you can either gently, softly gaze at whatever's on the floor or about knee height in front of you, or you can close your eyes, whatever you like. The idea is not seeking anything with the lights, with the eyes, sorry. Good. Now imagine moving your breath into the bottoms of your feet. And as you do so and you really make contact with how your feet feel, you'll label that sensation by saying feet to yourself silently. And if they're warm or heavy, maybe you'll label them one of those qualities as well. Just one word. And then you move your breath and your attention up into your ankles, and then up into your shins and your calves, and label what you notice about your shins and calves and ankles and feet. Perhaps you can sense the bones and you say bones or skin. And then move that awareness and breath into your knees and do the same, just label what you notice. And then move up into your thighs and notice the long bones and the muscles and the way the muscles are wrapped around the bones and the way they feel against the chair or couch or cushion that you're on, and release them. Let them be supported completely. And then label what you notice with a word, perhaps heavy. And then notice your hips, your low back, and then go deep into the belly with your mind's eye and your breath, and release, surrender, any kind of hold or grip, and then label what you notice. And then move into your ribs and your middle back, and up into your shoulder blades and your back, sliding them down, and give your back once again to the chair or the cushion, and notice how you've already pulled away from it since the last time. Just let it go there, and then label what you notice. Feel the heart and imagine it can soften and rise and spread open to the front. And while it does that, your collarbones can spread wide into the shoulders. And the shoulders can slide down to the elbows. And the elbows can slide to the wrists and the fingertips. And then really check in with the temperature, the weight, and the sensation of your arms and hands. And label what you notice in your mind. Tingling, perhaps. Warmth. Whatever you see or feel. And then check back in with your jaw. Are your teeth clenched again? Let them go. Let the eyes go. And feel the face soften as if you were wearing a mask and it drops away. Then feel the hair and the scalp. Acutely aware of in your body sensation, temperature, weight, vibration, so much going on just inside the container that contains your mind. And then notice the temperature of the air around you and where it's touching skin that's exposed versus the skin covered by clothing. And listen intently to the sounds around you. And each time one of those things tries to distract you in a train of thought, a storyline, you just give it a name. Perhaps you heard a dog bark, or the room is cold. You just give it one word, one name. And that's going to be our practice for a little while we listen to some music, labeling everything we notice in our experience, in our environment, in our bodies. Practicing being present and letting the fullness of everything that's already here be enough. Giving ourselves permission to take a vacation in the moment. Notice where your thinking has gone. Bring it back by labeling where you were wandering off. So maybe it was thinking or planning. Perhaps like me, you were packing in your imagination for your vacation. So you just name it, packing. And come back and feel the body and go to the jaw again. Release it. Release the belly. And let yourself come back here to where there are no demands on you, except for just to let yourself be. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. And we are taking a meditation vacation right here, right now, learning how to be in the moment, learning how to surrender and relax with things just as they are, and observing everything in our environment, maybe something new will come up and surprise us. begin to deepen your breath. Notice how you're feeling. Notice your state of mind, if it's shifted at all into vacation mode, or if you had some resistance to that. Remembering that old saying, wherever you go, there you are. So if you bring your stress with you to your vacation, then that's what's going to happen on your vacation. So all you have to do is learn how to relax into this present moment, label what's happening, let yourself be right here. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about classes or any kind of stress relief and coaching. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.